From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump told federal agencies to reunite immigrant families separated after they were arrested for illegally crossing into the country from Mexico. During a cabinet meeting Thursday, the president blamed congressional Democrats for an immigration logjam.
We have come up with a lot of solutions, but we have Democrats that don't want to approve anything because that's probably, they think, bad for the election that's coming up. Unfortunately, there are a lot of people suffering, and that's unfortunate.
More than 2,000 children have been detained apart from their parents since April. Public outrage over images of young people sitting in cages and the audio of wailing children caused the president to sign an executive order rescinding his administration's policy of separating children from their families. House Republican leaders have delayed a vote on a compromised GOP immigration bill until next week. The vote on the so-called compromise Republican plan had been delayed until Friday. It was then pushed back after lawmakers said they failed to resolve key differences in a Thursday evening meeting. House Speaker Paul Ryan said that even if the bill does pass the House, Democratic support would be needed in the Senate.
Even if we get something out of here, you need 9 Democrats to stop trying to stop things and voting with us, and I don't see that happening.
The compromise measure was aimed at moderate Republicans. On Thursday, the House of Representatives voted down 193 to 231, a more conservative measure. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. NATO.